When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Here's a question I've been meaning to ask you for a long time.
Right, Greg. Off the bat.
Shut up. It's my moment. He wants to talk to me.
I need the luminary here to explain to me why something's the way it should be. Right? It's not the way it should be, right? You know in the backseat of cars, when they have the little thing that folds down?
Yeah.
When are they going to start putting that in couches?
Great call. Some couches I'm sure have them. I think you bought this couch, so I think you knew what you were buying.
I've never seen a couch that has that. And I've never,
I get an Instagram ad served me all the time for this little like caddy or whatever they want me to buy. And I tweeted about it. Hey, did anybody get this and like it? And you know, the main people were just dunking on how much it cost or whatever.
Right.
It was like $99 or whatever.
Yeah.
A couple people were like, I have, I like it. It wasn't enough to make me move. I didn't do it, but I'm with you.
And just look at all the space we got here.
Yeah.
And we got Starro or whatever the fuck this thing is.
I was thinking about this today as well. This is Patrick from SpongeBob.
Right.
I forget how Patrick showed up on the show. Not even the show, in kind of funny lore.
Sure.
And now he's here, and clearly no one wants to put their mouth back on him to inflate him. But it's that thing of, I don't understand why he gets added to the couch.
Who's going
to
put his mouth on him?
So I'll tell you exactly why I insist that he gets added.
It's got to be Barrett, right?
I don't like... Oh, no, I asked Barrett to put him. And now it's just become a staple. And I think actually he's just on the couch. No one moves him. I don't like the negative space between us.
Can't we get, we sold for a while Kinda Funny pillows.
Well, we did, and I think we don't have any more. I checked with Joey. Those sold out.
I can't believe we finally sold through the 100,000 they ordered for some reason.
Well,
that we were selling at one point for 99 cents.
I think that was the key. I think we found the proper price tag for them, and they just went. Once we dipped them from $40 to $1, they fucking went hard.
Yeah, of course. Well, I remember tweeting, I'm like, these are actually great pillows, so just get them, turn them around if you don't want them to be Kinda Funny pillows.
And I think Joey's on, she's looking for some extra stock. We don't know if we have any more. Put it here. But what I'm going to say right now, what I'm going to propose, is that we move to an all four chair setup, an all four party setup, unless we need a fifth person. I'm not saying we didn't put the boat on the table right now.
Whoa. We're getting four chairs or one couch that could sit everybody?
Do you see how we have two chairs on the sides that look very comfortable and for whatever fucking reason sit an inch higher than the couch?
But it balances.
Do you see how much taller and better and more esteemed Andy's hair looks than mine right now?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, what if
Andy has to be one of the people who photographs the best I've ever seen? You understand that right now?
Yeah.
Like I'll tell you right now, a lot of people are always like, "Oh, I'm an audio listener. I don't watch. I don't know what you. I turned it off for the first time. I never saw what you people look like." I understand. You're listening. You must think, man, this Andy guy must look like a fucking troll. All right,
just a clown.
But I mean, the way he looks on camera and in photos, immaculate, amazing. Then you see him in real life, you're like, okay, there was some movie magic happening there. You know what I mean? Again, not the troll part you'd think if you listen to how we talk about you sitting in your pile of shit, just farting all day long. You know what I mean? We wouldn't, if you that is a bridge too far. Maybe that's part of it too. Maybe that's the part of it, you know? Maybe you hear that, you think that, you know what I mean?
You hear about a man sitting in a pile of shit in the corner of his room and then farting into the pile of shit.
His teeth falling out of his mouth.
What teeth?
You know?
What teeth?
You know?
Maybe that's a part of it, Andy. Maybe that's a part of it. What, everybody?
Just 45% troll, you know? You see him in real life and, you know, he's still trollish, but just not to the degree in what you would think.
But I'll tell you, you look at anything, are you on video, you know, Instagram?
You look great, bro.
Good angles, man.
You look great.
Yeah.
I agree. Andy, good.
Look at him.
Good photographs of this kid. No matter where, I've never seen a bad picture of you. Not once.
Only the ones that I control.
Look at how zoomed.
Anytime Roger takes a photo of me, I'm like,
nope.
Roger, you fucking better Photoshop that shit.
Well, edit.
Photoshop.
Real talk.
What
kind of
angle are you taking right now?
I've never heard Roger laugh at me harder than when I asked him very nicely, by the way. I wasn't being like stern or anything. I just said, hey, if you have a couple extra seconds, could you take these massive bags out from underneath my eyes? And Roger just, he laughed. He did it. But he laughed at me, Tim.
Yeah.
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 He used the texture of like a ball sack to do the photo. Like that's so in the photo where your eyes look better, it's like textures from a ball sack.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the bags underneath my eyes are so terrible that a ball sack
looks better. You replace
them
with a scrotum.
Got it. Okay. I hear.
Is there anything funnier than scrotums? No. Like the fact that they look the way they do, that they have the function they have, and that they're named scrotums. Like, come on.
First off, you can't talk about
scrotums. Give me a good scrote, Nick.
A little scroty.
Come on.
A little scroty. Here's what I'm going to say right now, and I love you, Tim, and you're one of my best friends in the whole wide world, but you talking about scrotums while wearing that particular color of, like, flesh color all over your body.
I'm a fleshy
It's a fucking
boy.
Vibe right
I'm
now.
I'm a fleshy boy.
You've gone full
Someone
tilt
say
into the
I'm a little scrotum.
You do look like a little hairy scrotum.
You're too smooth. You're too smooth.
I'm smooth. I'm a smooth boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not enough wrinkles
be smooth,
in that
Greg. You just got to believe
in that coat.
Mine's smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about mine, but I would. I was close to.
I'll tell you what, right now. I had a man.
I thought we were sharing.
It's real wrinkly. I got a wrinkly scrotum.
Well, you're getting old.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. You had a manscaping accident.
Mine's dark.
No, what happened was this. You guys, we did this phenomenal. Star Wars stream.
May the 4th, yeah.
Yeah, May the 4th.
YouTube.
Everyone collaborated.
Funny Games.
Awado made an appearance,
yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah, I always like seeing him walk in.
With Johnny Ace. And I'm super proud of this. Andy was like, Nick, this is great. We had a great time. All the clips start circulating. I make the rookie mistake of showing my wife.
Yeah, terrible.
And her one piece of feedback from me, not the fact that I'm singing karaoke, not the fact that I look like a busted-ass John Rambo / Kylo Ren knockoff. Her one piece of feedback to me was, you have hair on your shoulders. Why would you go out like that? Why would you? She's like, you have to let me nail you right now.
Wow.
So we did the thing where it looks like that scene where Farva gets thrown fucking, you know, they throw like powdered sugar at Farva in Super Troopers. They're just hosing him down.
Well, I've seen Super Troopers. I don't remember that well. But yeah.
It's like when they delouse someone that's going into like POW.
Oh, so Andy Dufresne, of course.
Yeah, Andy, exactly. A perfect. That's a much better. Yeah. That's me all weekend. Wife just hosing me down with Nair.
Such a
I am just so fucking smooth. Right
now. No.
So smooth. I love.
Again, like, you know, we talked about earlier on the morning show that Nick watched some 2004 movie called The Wedding Date.
2005. Classic.
She works for Virgin America.
He gave us a big kind of rundown and review of the
Dylan
wedding
McDermott.
Date.
Dermot Mulroney.
Mulroney. Sorry. They're very confusing.
I know. That's
and I imagined that when D is like, you know, the videos when the owners like leave the TV on for their dogs.
Sure.
That, like when D leaves, she's just like, here, let me just put on Netflix for Nick. Like, just watch this shit. Leave me alone. I'm going to leave you, you know, for the day. So that Nick just sits there and like watches The Wedding Date from 2005. And like, I also like to think that she's like, you're not leaving this house until we nair you. like you come back home from a walk with your dog and you're like, oh, you're not getting in the bed unless you take a shower, little
dirty
puppy.
Paws. You got dirty
and
paws.
With Nick, it was like, there's a lot of hair on your arms and your shoulders. You are not like ever going to take your shirt off around me until we nair you.
But here's what I'm going to say.
What's the process? Does it hurt?
No, it's cold. Because it comes out of a can and it's like a cold spray on your back.
So this is my thing is I appreciate you are a wordsmith. You understand? You like to paint a picture. But you did a thing where you gave me contradicting information.
What did
I wasn't
say?
Delousing is a powder people throw on you.
Yes,
but then you said she was hosing me down.
It's a depilatory spray.
So it's basically like
it's white.
Pam. It's like Pam.
It's basically like
this motherfucker just dropped a depilatory spray.
So what you do is you put your hands on the wall. You know what I mean?
First thing off your shirt, then you assume the position.
Yeah, I'm in the shower naked.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because if this shit gets anywhere, it's gonna either stain or burn.
You're crying.
And occasionally I've gotten it in my beard by accident and it just takes chunks out of it. So I have to be very careful with that. I got the mullet in the back, you got to be careful with that, right?
Garbage bag over your head while she does this.
I thought about it.
We got a real Guantanamo Bay situation.
I mean, it
next
is.
Next time you have the garbage bag over your head, she's got the nair. I want the photo of her like this side next to you.
Just, okay. You put your hands on the wall. You don't have to put your hands on the wall, but you have to brace for it because you're in the shower. I do it in the shower because it gets everywhere. It's a spray. I made the mistake. I tried to do it once to myself, but it just in the bathroom slipped all over the place because it went all over the floor. So she sprays it.
It comes out
Pledge-esque. Like a foam. Yes,
okay.
Like a pledge, but then it foams up on you.
Got it.
Kind of, right?
Okay.
And what it does is you wait about 5 to 7 minutes, and it just kind of burns the hair off your back.
Sure.
It's very nice. But the process is, I mean, you want to feel my back?
No, I mean, I believe in that.
It was just like that. You know, it's a nice little process.
Nice.
Baby's butt. But when it hits you, it's cold. And you can't warm it up. You just can't warm it up. So that process is very, I just don't look forward to it at all.
Okay.
But what I'll say is this. I had a revelation. I'm 43 now. You're in your 40s, man to man, old man to old man.
Yeah.
I looked at myself and I was like, why am I so ashamed of the arm hair? My dad has the arm hair. I'm an old Italian man now.
Your father before you.
Why am I like my father before me? Why don't I just lean into it? Who am I kidding? Him. I'm not like going to look like Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know,
who am I kidding?
I'm bothered that this is the way you're taking this conversation. Because, yeah, no. Leave your arms alone.
Leave
your
them alone, right?
Everyone's proud of your arms.
Let They're it be totally hairy.
Okay. Don't be your brother.
Don't be Matt Scarpino. My brother's bald from the eyebrows down.
And, like, he is so bald, and he's not supposed to be.
No, he's
wait,
so bald.
Okay, wait. But you're talking
that's
about...
That's not the arm, though, because you don't have bad arm hair.
You're talking about bicep, like, upper arm hair, right? You're not talking about
right here.
Forearm
shoulder hair.
Yeah, he's talking about shoulder hair. Okay.
Matt Scarpino, the Wolverine hair. He just gets rid of it.
My brother's my brother is slick.
He's dipped like a candle.
And he has been for years. He does not like body hair at all. He just refuses to have body hair.
And that's fair. That's his prerogative to have.
But for an Italian, that is an uphill battle.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot
really of full-time
hair
job right there.
Yeah,
full-time job.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm kind of like getting to this level of body acceptance that I've never been at. And I honestly think the Star Wars stream like kicked it off for me, where I looked and I was like, good enough. It's good enough.
No, it's
never
going to
be great.
It's pretty good.
Never going to be great. But it's fine.
Yeah. How does Dee feel about this, though? Because she's the one telling you got to do this. She's the one saying get in the shower.
Well, she gets the close-up view of it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And has to see it in certain lights and circumstances. Yeah. So I think her opinion definitely matters and counts. I think there's a happy medium is all I'm saying. I don't have to be so crazy about it.
Okay. I'm
glad. Picture Nick looking sad in the shower. Like,
if I'm being honest, the Kylo karaoke character is going to come back.
Oh.
And is it the same without the arm hair?
I think so. I think it still works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always able to iterate. It's fine.
Cool.
It's the performance. It's the showmanship. It's not the appearance. Okay. It's somewhat appearance. But
it's 95% appearance.
Yeah, it's not the arm hair people are showing up for. Yeah. It's not the back hair people are showing up
those
for.
Those vocals.
Nair scares me, man.
They want to
it, all, it always has. I feel like we've had this exact conversation years ago when you first talked about getting nared by
because you tried to nigger balls once, right? Or no?
I didn't. No. I mean... That's not the way I was going to take the story, but
it was my asshole.
but in middle school, I was bullied by a lot of people around me because I was the only one with hair.
Yeah,
so I took that very self-consciously, right?
Where isn't that fucked up?
Wait, what do you mean?
None of my friends had hair.
He had puberty before the rest of them.
Yeah,
so they were like, making fun of him when he should have been like,
Tim
I could impregnate
in
a woman.
Junior high that had the armpit hair.
I had the armpit hair. I had it in every hair. And
you
it was just like no one
too.
Else. I was taller.
You have body hair?
We had fucking Undertaker over here and he didn't know it. You know what I mean? He should have been throwing kids around.
You have body hair?
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of chest hair?
I got like a hourglass thing going
on. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And like, I did. And none of my friends, I mean, to this day, my friends are like hairless. So it's like, I had to deal with that. But now it doesn't matter. Now it makes me cooler.
Yeah.
But back then... I was different, so I got all self-conscious about it, and then I was like, I need to do something. So I would, you know, you're a kid, so you're desperate. You're just trying anything you can fucking do, and shaving just like couldn't keep up, and then it burns. It's all bad. So I got this thing called Nair that I was just like walking around my local Rite Aid, and I see this thing. They're like, oh yeah, it just burns the hair off. I'm like, cool, this sounds great. Just put a cream on you, and it just goes away. Nick has D. A very intelligent woman to help him do
the great lady.
I was an 11-year-old boy. So I read the instructions and I tried my best, but I just put it everywhere and just saw what happened. So you're saying it's cold. For me, it was cold for about 1 second.
And then it just burned.
It burned for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was hairless.
In an 11-year-old purchasing Nair.
I'm confused why they
How are you getting the money? How are you?
It's not like Nair's expensive.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, $7.
Yeah, it's like 10 bucks.
But I guess as an 11-year-old, I wasn't like in, I didn't have like a, necessarily like a wallet with a lot of cash. Like, is this something?
Let me tell you something. When you're 11 years old,
and
you're going to see Too Fast, Too Furious at the AMC Van Ness, all right?
You're using that money to buy Nair.
There's a lot of boys going. There's a lot of girls going. You don't know what's going down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you guys with me that like every time you went to a movie when you were in middle school or high school, you're like, there's a chance something might happen.
Could be a big sex party.
Who the fuck knows? And like, who knows? The amount of times a theater experience ever turned into a sexual experience. I'm not even talking about at the theater. I'm just saying like, you know, that transitions to going hang out somewhere, whatever.
Yeah.
Very few in my life, but I was always prepared.
Could be a big orgy at the Fuddruckers.
You never know. You never know.
That's why they call
really
it
Fuddruckers. 11 years old for Too Fast, Too Furious?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
That's 2003. At midnight. Mm-hmm.
2003.
Wait, no. It was 2003?
According to Google, Too Fast, Too Furious, 2003 film.
That, have been about,
I was 12.
12, yeah.
Outrageous.
I did something recently that I had done, I think, like around 4 or 5 years ago.
Whippets.
I needed to do it again. Exactly. How'd you know? I started noticing some clogging in my sink.
Mm.
Like,
don't use Drano.
Barrett's been narrowing his chest
Didn't use
the
Drano.
Okay.
Wait, why shouldn't I use Drano?
Because Drano just will fuck your pipes up. It'll destroy your pipes.
He rents, though. Who cares?
That's fair.
Yeah. But, like, I've used Drano before.
Yeah, I mean, you can use it occasionally, but what happens is people get, they see something a little clogged, and they use it over and over again, and it just chews away.
Oh, yeah, no.
It'll fuck it up.
Get that plastic thing with all the hooks on it, yeah, and you pull it out, and just all the hair that comes out of it. So fucking gross.
It's one of those things, though, like you say, oh, you rent. That's true, but if they have to repipe, you'll have to leave and get you out.
I mean, Andy leaves the lay pipe all the time.
I knew it. Oh, fucking so true. That you just knocked it out of the park.
Would you all let me, if lay I pipe? Had to leave, sleep here?
Mm.
If you're like, hey, you have a month. You have a month away.
Okay, I have a lot.
I have to leave it for a month.
I have a lot of questions.
Can I crash on this couch?
I think my immediate reaction would be no.
What if I showered in the parking lot?
Why?
My immediate reaction would be no. Why? Because I know that it'd be a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
someone named Kevin would find mm-hmm. a way to abuse the policy. Instead, what I would do is offer you to come stay with us. Come stay with Vanilla. You know what I mean?
That is so funny.
Like, if Andy stayed here.
You know, we'd come in one day and it turned out Kevin's
this is now an Airbnb. 100%. Yeah. Kevin is making money left and right.
I was going to say, like, yeah, you come in the morning, like, Kevin's making breakfast for me because there's a new oven that's been installed. Yeah. Like,
we don't have a gas line over there. Kevin's like, I have one installed. Don't worry about it. I took it
from the Airbnb paid for it. It's all good. It's profitable.
Kevin just slides you a 50 and you're like, well, fuck, I have 90 the money.
I was going to say, I didn't tell you because I knew you get mad about it, but now we're making money. Like, damn it. That's fucking right. But isn't it legal, Kevin? Logic. Don't worry about it.
Here's what I did even more extreme than Drano.
Whippets.
Yeah. Even more extreme. Not
when you were 11? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just did this. Oh, I just did it like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I started noticing, like, anytime I would brush my teeth, I would, like, stop and turn the faucet off, and I would hear, and it would go away. Just like a little sound of like water kind of like trying to travel somewhere. Somewhere in the house. It's kind of like surround sound. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere and nowhere, this sound effect. So I went the most extreme method, which is what I did a long time ago at a different place. I went for the straight sulfuric acid.
Jesus Christ, Andy.
Yeah. Andy.
And I was very scared. Just like I was last time.
Where did you get the acid?
At Smart and Final.
Okay.
Like,
why not just get the Drano or whatever, the Mr. Plumber?
Because I just felt crazy and extreme.
Sulfuric acid, that's the one that smells like fart bomb, right?
No, doesn't smell like anything. Oh. But it's the one that, like, you fucking, in Breaking Bad, they put the bodies into to, like, dissolve them. Yeah.
And you were comfortable.
Why do they
smell
that it's Smart and Final?
I don't know. It's just there, sulfuric acid. So I bought protective gloves.
Mm-hmm.
I bought protective goggles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to, I'm opening the thing, and I'm, like, terrified. Like, obviously nothing bad happened or whatever, but, like, it's a harrowing experience. Sure, it's very scary.
You can't mess
up. Because, like, what if, you know, I'm a little fumble guy. I'm a little butterfingers. What if, you know, it falls on my foot or something? So, I opened it, and I just perfectly, like, perfect beer pour, you know, that sort of thing, right down the drain. Perfect, dude.
Is it running fine now?
Yeah, it's running great.
Not making the weird noises?
No. Wow. No weird noises. There's been a couple of several deaths in the neighborhood now. I don't know.
The beer. For whatever reason, dogs just are dead everywhere. We don't know why.
The wildlife and the birds are dying. But
the whole
watershed's
ruined.
It worked, yeah. And it was, again, a very, very scary experience. But, like, I felt so extra with the gloves and the little stupid fucking goggles. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a cool experience.
I will say I don't know that they recommend pouring down the drains.
Well, it was, you know, definitely on the, there's warning labels. It's like, you know, don't overdose.
Be cool.
Don't overdose.
Just be cool.
Be cool in the little instructions. So.
We use an enzyme cleaner that's supposed to be 100% drain safe. If you ever want, I'll give you the recommendation for that. They sell it in big bins. They look like protein powder, so just be careful.
Oh.
Because when you're working out, you don't want to mix the two up. But it's a natural enzyme that gets on organic material and just eats through it.
What do you think it does inside your body?
I always get scared because they sell it with a cup that's like this big, but it looks like a Shakey's pizza cup. Like, you know, one of those like plastic ones that has the graphic on it. I always want to drink out of that cup because it's very nostalgic.
It's probably
for me.
Also, yeah.
you know. But mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not gonna do it because it's probably bad for my gut biome.
The acid.
An organic enzyme that quote-unquote eats through organic shit. Yeah, it's bad. I'm not good for you.
There's a kind of a Twitter thread that always pops up every once in a while whenever people talk about landlords and or people renting, and they're like, and it's like manager or landlord raises rent, like, all right, you're making me do this, and like pour cooking oil into the sink, which I didn't know was like that bad for
Very
you.
Bad.
Not that I ever cook, but like I didn't know that it starts to cake up and get just super solid.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why?
It's fat.
Kevin?
It's rendered fat.
Science. Science. Science with Kev. I'm Kevin.
Well, a lot of times cooking oils have like used cooking oil will have like fat mixed into it. And when fat cools, it becomes solid like that. And because it's not water soluble, it like if it's like stuck in a pipe.
Water does nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Water doesn't break it down. But then that's when you use the enzymes to break it down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's when you do that. It's pretty, it's not can the I, end of the world.
What would you do to
it? How do you flush your pipes?
You know, I haven't had to deal with that.
Me neither.
But I'd probably just go with Drano.
Yeah, me too.
Once or twice is fine. Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of research when we had a drain issue, and people were like, you can use Drano. But the problem is people go, oh, it's not quite draining properly, and they use it every week.
Yeah.
And that's when you start getting some issues.
I mean, that's more of like a, like, I remember back in the day, so my mom buys me antibiotics from Mexico.
Sure. Well,
Joshie G in the live chat says, a little picture of a man pouring it down the drain with an X over the picture on the back of the bottle. Maybe sulfuric acid bottle.
My mom gets me antibiotics from Mexico. And when I lived in Austin, the whole doctor was a whole thing, right? You know?
Going to the doctor?
So if I had a sinus infection, I would know, let me just take the antibiotics. I have a bunch of pills of fucking Z-Pak, Zithromycin, Zithromax. And I knew there was a bigger issue if I took those pills and I didn't get better. I'm like, oh, this is something else. I'm not just going to keep throwing pills at this problem. I'm not going to keep throwing Drano at the pipes. There's something else wrong here. And that's when it was usually like a non-viral thing. It was like something.
This is what your starting point.
Yeah.
Got it.
Man, I've taken so much to throw Max in my day, dude.
Is that an antibiotic?
Yeah.
It's weird that you know the names.
Yeah, right? I mean, I get it because Kevin, like, I assume your mom's coming back with like what, big old Ziploc bags full of this shit.
Like little boxes of them. Yeah. I mean, Kevin, the funny thing that you mentioned that, like, my mom always tells me this story when I was 6 years old, being at the doctor because I was always sick and being like, all right, what are you allergic to? She'd ask my mom, and I'd interrupt and I'd go, C-chlor, Suprax, and penicillin. Because I've always known these weird facts about all of my allergies.
Antibiotics and dinosaurs, man.
I'm telling you,
got
dude.
Got them down.
Dilophosaurus and a Zithromax.
What did the doctor say when you knew these drugs right away?
You got a little smart kid here, huh? It was like one of those, like, the kids say the darnest things.
Oh,
thing.
Sure, yeah.
I was just, again, super sick. I knew I was at the doctor's all the goddamn time. They would always stick to
fucking.
Do
you think being at the doctor all the time and being super sick might be from the knockoff antibiotics you were getting from Mexico?
That was way later.
Okay. For everything?
Okay.
This
is when your mom gave up on Western medicine. She's like, listen.
Yeah,
Northern medicine.
My mom. It was more of like, well, you know, these medicines are way cheaper to get.
Oh, for sure. Don't get me wrong.
If you know what's wrong with you, if your head's hurting a lot and then you cough and suddenly there's green phlegm coming out, it's like, I got a sinus infection. Let me pop these pills and I'm better in 2 days.
Can I hijack this conversation to go to a semi-dark place?
Take it away.
Bodily fluids and all this stuff.
Sure.
I'm just giving everyone a warning here. I know people don't like fart jokes.
Oh, okay.
So if you don't like fart jokes, okay?
This is a joke or is this dark?
It's not a joke, but it's a fart conversation.
All right. Okay?
For audio listeners, I'll raise my hand for when we
start. I'm going to get a Coke.
Can we stop for a second and just appreciate what Kevin's done here with Andy?
We're out of Coke.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
No!
We have died.
No!
I know. I'm sorry.
So I'm not going to get too graphic with this,
real
I promise.
Quick,
just letting people know because I know that people get sensitive.
I absolutely love making Andy's head.
We're just
going to,
I was going to say, we're just going to fucking, we're going to go beyond this. You don't see the bobblehead, Andy?
Yeah.
I love it so much. It brings me so much joy.
<That's> incredible.
Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
So last week, me and Andy were down in LA and we had a great time. We hung out with James and Elise and Chris Anka. Had a great dinner. Everything about it, that was awesome. Really cool place.
Yeah.
I got a buffalo chicken wrap. And it was pretty good.
I love a good buffalo
chicken wrap. Me too. But something about my body didn't like it.
The buffalo.
And I didn't, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it was because I, like, food
what's,
was fine.
What's in a buffalo chicken wrap?
Buffalo chicken?
Because you offered it to me, and I know a lot of people eat them. I just don't know what's inside of it.
It's just like a, like, it's like a tortilla wrap with,
like, a burrito?
Just like with like a fried chicken and then like buffalo sauce and lettuce. You know? Remember the Twister at KFC? It's a Twister.
Okay. Throw a little bacon, maybe a ranch in there too. Just make it kind of like a,
okay, a little zest.
You know, a fun little zest, you know? Yeah. Yeah, fun time.
So anyway, I eat it. We go to play Final Fantasy 16, and it's me and Nandy and a room full of people.
We're really out of Coke.
Oh, my God.
I can't fucking believe it.
We got Diet Coke.
And the entire time, I'm like fucking having values. A great, or I'm having a time.
Yeah.
Having a time. Having a played, time. Playing games.
That's it right there.
And I'm like,
that looks.
Yeah, there's a rumbly in my
this
tummy.
This looks great.
Buffalo chicken wrap.
Woo!
He had a buffalo chicken wrap in L.A.
That changed my life for the worse.
Where? Oh. How long ago?
A week ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got this buffalo chicken wrap, and I was telling Andy, I was like, as we were going, oh, first off, side, we're pausing this story because I need to admit something to everybody, especially you, Nick Scarpino.
Sure, please do.
I made a mistake.
Yeah.
So stupid. So ridiculously stupid last week. And I am so happy that you weren't with me and Andy because I would never hear the end of it. Now that I tell you this, I'm still never going to hear the end of it.
Sure.
But if you were there, Andy, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to recollect, but I remember when it happened, you telling me, I'm so glad Nick was in here.
So we have to get to this event, all right? And me and Andy were at the Embassy Suites, which if you don't know what an Embassy Suites is, imagine a 1990s Taco Bell, but it's a hotel, okay?
A great way to put it.
And that's so we're there, and it's a great time for us, like whatever. It's in and out. It's a quick trip, right? I'm planning my morning. I tell Andy, I was like, hey, dude, let's meet at the lobby at 9 a.m. or whatever. We have to be there by this time. And I planned it out perfectly, the Tim and Nick way. Mm-hmm. Hey, I know I'm going to want Starbucks before I go to this thing.
Yeah, you are.
We need to get a Starbucks on the way. So I plan it out. I spend probably 20 minutes the night before looking at all the Starbucks, looking at where we have to go. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to map it out. If we go here, first stop there, I can order it on the way, pop out of the car, grab the Starbucks, and make it. And it's going to be awesome. Yep. And it's going to be smooth. And Andy's going to be really impressed with me. And then the next morning I wake up and I do this. I'm like, Andy, I'm going to order Starbucks. You want something? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, cool. Let's figure this out. I'm ordering right now. Uber comes, get in the Uber. We start driving. Me and Andy are just having a good conversation, talking about how excited we are to see everybody, do an event, all that. We pull into the Starbucks, and she's like, oh, do you want me to pull over or whatever? And I was like, no, you can just go around. I'm going to pop out. I already ordered. I'm literally just going to grab and go.
Yeah.
And it was art.
I was very impressed.
It was beautiful, man. I walk in. She goes around the Starbucks with Andy still in the car. I get it. By the time she pulls up, I'm walking back in.
Love it.
It was perfect. And then we pull out.
I wanted to wait to hear her to be like, wow. And she was like, oh, that was fast. She said that, Tim.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was fast.
That was fast.
You don't fucking know about this guy. I know about this guy.
It was like, I felt like I was firing at all cylinders. But then as we go, I start looking at the map that she's driving. Me and Andy still have a conversation, but I'm getting a little tripped out where I'm like, we're supposed to be somewhere in 5 minutes. And we were going
to
be there.
We're supposed to be there at 9:45. And on the way to Starbucks, Tim was like, damn, you know, we're running a little bit late.
We might be there at like 9:47, but it's going to be okay because really we didn't need to be there till 10. So I was like, I'm playing this fast and loose, but we're going to get there. And then I start seeing that number go up and up and up just a little bit. And I'm like, what's happening here? And I'm having a conversation with Andy about a whole bunch of stuff. And I have to keep stopping me like, hold on. I'm looking at my phone, like trying to figure out like, what is actually going wrong here? And about 10 minutes later, the Uber driver starts laughing. And she just stops and she looks back at us. She goes,
oh no.
Hey, like, why did you order Starbucks 20 minutes that way?
Damn.
When there's Starbucks around everywhere of where you're going.
On the way. There's
so
many on the way.
And I was like, how did this happen? And it made no sense because, like, I actively tried to find things on the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know what went wrong. And she would not let it go.
She would not let it go.
She would not let it go. She just get like then we're with it. Now we
calls
have
to her drink. Friends. Guys, a fucking idiot.
Dude,
it was
Nick,
like that.
Legitimately, it was like that. We had to now drive back the 10 plus minutes out of our way.
Yeah.
And she's laughing at me the entire
and
time.
And then Tim is like, yeah, you know, yeah, my bad. And then she goes, it's just because, you know, over there, there's one here and there's one in that plaza. He's like, yeah, I know. She's like, no, but seriously, like, there's so many other. Like, she keeps on bringing it up.
I mean, I don't think I would have made fun of you for this. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got the Starbucks.
It's the Joey movie theater situation.
Yes.
Potentially. But if I had Starbucks in my hand, I'd be like, well, there's everything's great
okay
in the world,
for now, yeah.
Right? What I thought you were gonna say was you got to your destination and it was another Starbucks because you accidentally went to
two
Starbucks.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were going to. What was wrong?
And I would have been happy with that because
you didn't realize you got in the car and it was like, this far like away, and you're like, no, it would take me to Starbucks.
We drove the opposite way to get to Starbucks.
Sense. But LA is confusing in that regard.
It is.
It's confusing.
I don't know how this happened.
It's a sprawl.
Because like I legitimately like spent time in my night before I went to sleep to plan this and make sure we were good, right. And then I felt so good that it worked, and then she just like
that's so
lady.
And what was interesting? Like I remember on my side of the window, I'm on the left back seat, left window, and I see Topgolf over there, and I'm like, look at it's Topgolf over there. And then we go to the Starbucks, and on the way back, I was like, Topgolf, there's Topgolf again on the right side, and I'm like, we're still seeing a lot of stuff we just drove by, and I was like, we're driving like the opposite way again. Why are we doing this? And Tim, very impressed by Topgolf, by the way.
Oh, that looks very cool.
I want to go to Topgolf.
Oh, I know Topgolf. Yeah. It I'm just confused good. At which point you get a buffalo chicken.
Yeah, sorry. Like a tangent from this story. So, anyways, we get to the place, and while we were in that Uber, I was telling Andy, I was like, my tummy's not feeling good.
You had the buffalo chicken wrap
the night before. I was like, I think the buffalo chicken wrap got me.
Where?
Where what?
Did you already dime out? I was
bike
trying to find
shed.
A Coke, and I had to get the bike shed.
The bike shed.
They went to a cool motorcycle restaurant that's owned by Tom Hardy.
Super awesome.
Keanu Reeves.
Place was great.
Or something like that.
And again, the buffalo, the chicken wrap was great.
You're saying stuff that doesn't sound like real, but it could be.
I think Tom Hardy is an investor in it. Okay. I forget.
It's originally a UK restaurant. It's a restaurant with a like neighboring in the same kind of building. There's a whole fuckload of motorcycles. Keanu Reeves apparently donated one. There's like, and there's apparently like a speakeasy in the back, and you have to be like
a tattoo
parlor. Actual like rider of a motorcycle to be a part of this cool club.
Okay.
And you can't just be a celebrity and buy in. You have to like prove that you're always like riding your bike all over the place. There's a tattoo parlor inside this restaurant. There's a barber shop. It's cool as hell.
If we had gone and I was like, Andy, let's get a tattoo, would you have done it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, depends on how inconvenient the rest of the trip would have been.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's always something I worry about. Yeah, that's fine. That's fun. Yeah. Anyway, I had two margaritas.
Nice.
Como la flor. That's what it was called.
Nice. That's really cool.
Selena.
Now, real quick, too. Sorry, before we get back on. Tom Hardy, Bane or the guy from The Revenant?
Bane. What voice is I doing there?
Bane.
It's kind of my Ray Romano.
Yeah, remember, there's Leonardo DiCaprio, there's the bear, and then there's the other guy.
Oh, that's right. There was another guy in it.
The bear.
Who the hell was the other guy in The Revenant? Maybe it was Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy looks like another guy. And they all, it's very hard.
It was Tom Hardy.
Yeah?
Tom Hardy looks like the guy in Upgrade.
He stays behind, right?
And or,
he leaves him, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that then happens.
And then they end up knifing the shit out of each other at the end, right?
There's something, though. I'll get back to you on the other guy, because there's that other guy who looks like Tom Hardy. Oh, the guy in Telling Lies. That isn't Tom Hardy.
That's the guy I'm talking about in Upgrade. And then that other
TV or the guy was in Prometheus. He was like the guy with the thing in his eye.
Oh, the guy in.
This is fucking the worst 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon ever.
Keep on naming other movies.
Cody
anyway.
Hagler says Will Poulter.
No, not Will
Poulter. Will Poulter's the gold guy.
Logan Marshall Green.
Yeah.
Logan Marshall Green, Tom Hardy. One of you's got to like lose an eye or get the face off surgery or somebody else.
Logan Marshall Green in this picture kind of looks like if Tom Hardy anamorphed with the dude from Succession.
Stewie.
Yeah.
That's a Photoshop, right, Kevin?
No, I think he's got a bump in the head, which will help like distinguish.
Oh, does he have one of the? He has a Jean-Claude.
Well, right
Mandan
there, if that's really him, get away. It's not even the bump thing as much as he finally ditched this Tom Hardy look. That is Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, the
it's
eyes,
not, but it is. You know what I'm saying?
A beard. He's got a beard.
Is that not Tom Hardy?
No, that's Logan. The guy. That's
they're all guy. Logan Marshall Green.
Yes,
this is tripping me out.
I told you.
Oh my God, no. I can't. That's what I'm used to. That's the guy from Prometheus, right?
Yeah,
wasn't he? Yeah, it was Prometheus.
I'm used to the one with the beard. I'm used to the discount Tom Hardy sort of look. Kevin, I think
Logan Marshall Green. We're not making fun of you. I'm just saying one of you has to stop looking like the other. And the other outfits, you didn't look like him.
One of y'all's got to go. I'd say scar in the eye. Cool scar.
Oh, okay. The Kylo scar.
Yeah.
Once in a while, when I'm making a character, I'll do that.
Oh, I would do it all the time.
Caught an axe.
I love it. You ever see one girl on TikTok who was faking her scar?
No.
This one girl that use it as I guess it made her feel like more attractive. Like she had this scar, but then there's all these videos of like the scar kind of like being at different angles and being darker in some shots. And suddenly it's like a bit sharper up here. And it's like, what happened? Is it a real scar or not? It's a big scar gate.
All right. So what am I looking at here? It's a low res image of what Tom Hardy and Lewis.
Tom Hardy is on the top left. And okay. on the bottom right, and the yes. other guy is on the bottom left and the top right.
So you
right.
see my confusion.
I understand confusion.
Okay, thank you very much.
I would never doubt you again.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
So anyway, Tim had diarrhea at this event.
So you chachi to the event?
So long story short, chachi. Essentially, like I was having problems with the event, and that wasn't fun because you're around a bunch yeah. of people and it's this whole thing. But
it's
whatever.
PR people too. So yeah. Like I really don't want to shit myself.
I was scared about the cheese curds.
Yeah.
I had a lot of cheese curds, Greg, and that's wow. always
you know
a,
how that ends. That ends badly.
But I think I know my limit now. I think I know my limit.
Okay.
Cheese curd limit?
Yeah, because I had three, and I was like, if I go any more, this is going to be a problem tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
How was the wrap, though?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not, eating it, I was like, oh, I'm into this. I did not think it was going to betray me.
True.
But, like, it was definitely that, though, like, compared to anything else. And so I know it was that
because
of the smell.
Oh,
it smells
no.
like that.
Oh, when you put it, it smells like chicken.
Now, here's my problem, barbecue. Guys. So, like, I had this issue, whatever. Things happen, right? Yeah. Tummy rumbles, go to the bathroom, whatever.
Rumbly bump.
But my problem is my life is forever changed so far, and I hope that this goes away. Because my entire life, I have been a comedy farter. Farts are funny. You fart, so it funny. Makes the sound,
oh,
and they're funny.
Hilarious.
That's I know where this is going now. Okay.
My farts, like, I'm not saying that they don't smell at all, but they're not smelly. They are loud. Than they are smelly by a long shot. You can deal with the smell and it's fine. Every once in a while, you know, you get the sound stinky ones and that's fine. But like, I would say overall, I fart commonly, often, and it's a great comedic effect. You can ask
G. But you're just
pushing. She thinks
wind.
It's hilarious, okay? Okay?
I'm convinced Danielle does too. She hasn't admitted it yet,
that's
but I'm convinced
that's
she thinks it's hilarious.
So now I have this problem.
Do you want to explain the bit you often do with Gia?
I don't know what exactly you're talking about.
But don't you pretend that you have no idea what happened?
Oh, well, yeah, all
every
the time.
Time.
Always time.
Yeah, whatever.
Every time.
Whatever.
I blame it on the moose in the next room.
Well, that's
hey,
the
that
thing.
Moose is
oh,
back.
Every time. It's a moose in Toronto. They're just farting loud farts
tone.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I hope you're calling Tom Hardy or Logan Paul Marshall.
Please leave your message.
Damn it.
Ah!
I wish that she's probably in a meeting right now, but if she wasn't, I would love to hear what she'd have to say about
sure.
this. Sure. Straight from the horse's mouth, because the problem is it's funny and I get away with it because it's just it's innocent and it doesn't really bother yeah. anybody. It just makes a noise for a second and it's funny and you blame Moose and Toretto. But the problem is this buffalo changed me.
Yeah,
it's the most vile smell I've
yeah.
ever
still to this day poisoning.
Yeah, for the last like week.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know why, and it just keeps happening and I feel really bad about it because I can't stop doing it not to be funny, and I don't want to ruin
distress.
my like goodwill that I have yeah. with her, but it's like
your theater room doesn't have windows either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
But see, I hear your problem, right? Because we all know, Andy, that jokes get funnier the more you do it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to keep cramming them down people's fucking yeah. faces every yeah. single time. You have a track record, and you've trained Gia to laugh at this joke. So now if she starts hitting the button and the cocaine doesn't come out,
yeah.
it's just come out with like a bad smell, she's going to turn on you fast.
She's going to turn fast. I think she's already turning.
The one and only reason. Cody Hagler in the chat says, happened to me with Old Bay chicken wings. And so then, Cody, you can be tip of the sword on this. You can be our expert witness. Can you still not fart funnily? Like, are you still, yeah, go off, please. Are you still being tortured by this? How long does Tim have to go through this where he is no longer able just to fart?
I'm worried this is the rest of my life.
It might be.
Like, I'm worried. I'm getting older, and this was a change.
So you think there was, like, a biological...
I think that we had one of those, like... Remember watching the first X-Men movie, and you see, like, the inside their minds, and, like, their genes, like, connect differently?
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
You're the first mutant.
I'm the first mutant.
What I'll say is this.
Cody says, I kid you not, it took me a couple weeks to get better yeah. before it got better.
Okay. A couple weeks, though. I can deal with that. I think it's been really difficult.
Wings are great.
I'm not even joking. It's been hard.
Did
somebody
you drink a
get
lot
probiotics?
Week?
I see somebody telling you to drink kombucha.
No. Drink probiotics. I love eating probiotics.
Drink sulfuric acid.
Pressing this Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Tim, I have a lot of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of different Ollie branded stuff.
Diaphylosinivises.
Yeah, Dilophosises and azithromycin. But no, more importantly, the probiotics, the prebiotics.
Get some of that Activia yogurt.
Activia.
Jamie Lee Curtis. What?
Oh, Jamie Lee.
JLC.
Remember?
I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
They're having a resurgence, man. She's everywhere. She was the Oscars. She just fucking, when did she get nominated? Or did she win?
She did. I think she yeah. won. I don't know.
Good for her.
She had the breakout scene.
I heard that nobody liked
Beverly Hills
it,
last season.
I heard that like, nobody was happy that she won.
The Oscar?
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy. I liked Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, it's just that she was up against I think Stephanie. Angela Bassett.
No, but everybody was just
her
co-star.
She had a lot of everywhere. A lot of steep talent in that.
Wasn't like the villain in that movie Stephanie. Also up for the same award and like. The villain put in a lot more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Kevin. Yeah. I just feel like a lot. Like the internet was like, "No, we like Jamie Lee. You know, we just don't think she should have won this award."
And the Academy didn't agree.
Here's the thing: every once in a while, Andy, the Academy looks at someone's body of work and says, "Listen,
this is the one.
We need to give this person an Academy Award. It might not be their best role. It might not be their best movie. It might be a movie that a lot of us think had a weird comedic take." That shouldn't have won an Academy Award, but just won an Academy Award because they forgot to fucking give him one for Goodfellas. Okay? Sometimes Martin Scorsese gets the Academy Award for The Departed, and we can all agree, terrible fucking trash movie.
Bumps into
gotta give it to him because we love Martin Scorsese.
And here's something I'll say right now, all right? Speaking of The Departed and biological changes. I had a good one.
Please show me your third nipple now.
No.
What are you doing here? What's he doing?
I thought he was going to do an armpit fart.
I thought he was pulling something out of his armpit.
I was driving in this morning, and I was reminiscing about the one and only Shrine Auditorium and us doing the Final Fantasy
live
event, right?
In front of 7,000 screaming fans, yes.
And I remembered, I was like, oh, man, what a fun time that was. What a crazy, once in a while we have that. Like, remember we did that? That was when, and I was like, yeah. And it's all in my head. Mind you, I'm listening to fucking country music, just living and vibing. And I was like, oh, yeah. And also, it sucked because I had been sweating through my armpits and I had darkened the shirt. But I was like, I lucked out because I kept my arms down and you couldn't really see it. Nobody called me out on the internet for it. This is me, you know, inside baseball. Now you can know. And then I was like, wait, you know what? I remember in the lead up before COVID, my armpits being fucking horrible. Where it was just like, I had to literally stop wearing any colored shirts. I just couldn't stop. And then we did podcast topics about here and there. Mm-hmm. But I just gave up, right?
You used to bleed from them all the time.
Huh?
You used to bleed
from them? No. That's not true. That's not accurate. And then I was like, you know what? I don't think it's that bad anymore. And like right now, I'm bone dry. I'm bone dry in there, right? I could wear a colored shirt right now. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's. And I think it's still damp in the morning a little bit.
I don't believe you. I think Andy should check.
Get in there, Andy.
Hand his armpit.
No,
Andy, give me a moisture check.
Andy, do you want me to do like the Nasty Boys thing where I take off my shirt and rub your face in my armpit?
I don't want any of that.
And this man was going to get a tattoo with me. I don't think so.
I don't want any of that.
Andy, just get in there.
No, I wouldn't. You know what? I think I'd be okay with the pain of a tattoo because. I was doing
SGF tattoos.
I was doing a derma roller.
How's that working out?
From Instagram.
I want to do that.
Probably
please explain.
Work. What's a derma roller? I don't know what that is.
A derma roller.
Not that my algorithm isn't on that.
A derma roller. It's for people that are losing their hair.
Oh.
And it's got a bunch of little spikes on the end of it.
Is this invigorating your scalp?
Yeah, it's supposed to like kind of like puncture
increase blood flow.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's like you can either get like the 0.25 millimeter or something, or you could go up to like whatever. So I got like I think the 1.25 millimeter, a lot
gigawatts
deeper. Oh, you can use it on beards. I didn't even consider that.
You can get your beard to connect.
I have one too, Andy. I have one too. It doesn't work.
That was like the first one that I bought, and it just I don't feel like it was really even getting in my skin.
You have
skin.
To pierce the skin. You
yeah.
have to actually like.
So then the 1.25 millimeter one that I got, I feel it. Like it's poking in there, and it's like, ooh, it's kind of painful, you know. But then I also have this weird thing that it makes me sneeze.
Okay.
Whenever I like whenever I'm doing it up here, I sneeze every time. I have no idea why. But I've been doing the dermal thing. I was like, you know what? This is kind of painful, but I bet you this is what it's like kind of getting a tattoo. And I think I'd be okay with it. And then afterwards I rub the Rogaine on it.
Yeah.
Rub it in there. Hopefully hopefully I see some growth back. If not, I just talk about how fortunate I've been with four hymns or keeps or whatever the hell it is that you want, whatever finasteride, you know, sort of treatment
you've used
you can
them
get.
All.
Mm-hmm.
Not tried Pasquale's.
You've tried them all, not tried Pasquale's. It's like, it's wild to me that it actually works. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
sure. I guess I'm like such a, I'm so negative when it comes to shit like that. I'm like, that's some, you know, what's the word I'm looking
snake
for?
Oil.
Snake oil. That's the word. I was going to say witch doctor.
Hogwash.
Snake oil is like, that's what I'm, I don't know. I just feel like that a lot about a lot of medicines and treatments, but it's wild that finasteride has been working for this long and it'll stop one day, but I would have been bald by like 27 had I not started taking it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know. I've been taking finasteride and doing the minoxidil for a long time now, and I've kept it.
Does your mom get them from Mexico too?
No, Italy. We get them shipped in. Minoxidil. But no, I mean, I looked at pictures of myself from, we did one of those things where we're just like scrolling through pictures. Sure. Old school. I can't remember how or why me and D were doing it, but I was like, damn. But when I used to shave my head, I swear to God, I had less hair back then than I do now. So whatever is happening, it's working. I'm a little bit weary of doing the pinwheel stuff because I'm like, I don't know if that's the, I want to go that far with it and get that obsessed about it. But if it works, let me know and I'll buy one immediately.
I hope to see, I need to like take photos and like try to like compare before and after type stuff. But yeah, I'll let you know if I see any results, any creeping in of the hairline. Because we were talking about weird stuff we did as kids. I used to shave like the front because I had kind of like a widow's peak.
Nice.
And that I shaved it because my brother shaved his up there as well. So I just thought like that's what all the cool kids did. So like we would shave the top of it. And my mom was like, why are you doing that? Like it grows back so badly and it looks stupid as hell. I don't know why we were doing that. Yeah, we were like trying to get ourselves lined up as like 10-year-olds, you know? So weird.
I'll tell you who had a fucking hair helmet back in the day. One Greg Miller. When we saw that picture of him with James Gunn from when he was like 30 years younger than he is, it was just that 80s. It looked like Topher Grace in the 70s show.
An assassinator, assassin shot Greg with a bullet. Didn't hit him. Bounced right off.
I see what you're saying. There is a bigness to Greg's hair, like when I first met you.
Yeah,
that I forget bigness? About.
So Kevin, voluminous. Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing about it was, I think, is that I just didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean? It was there.
It was just there. I didn't put any product in. I didn't do anything to it.
Can you pull up that image from Assets that I think that we had? Yeah, look at the hair. That is a look.
This shirt, everything about this is how I remember you.
No, you guys were talking about James Gunn today, and I had pulled this up for something else.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know how that got there.
Why is the computer searching for that? Who made that search?
You got to tweet that out, Greg. Also, the that's the headlines font down there.
Greg, when I think back to like. Like when I knew you, but I didn't know you.
Sure,
I think of you like that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
because that was like the cartoon character Greg outfit. Sure. I think there's one other thing that immediately is in my mind.
Sure, please.
It is when you wore the SpongeBob
briefs. Sure. Yeah.
And twerked.
Yeah.
It's burned into
my Japanese
mind.
Underwear. Yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah.
And like that was just a moment that changed everything. No one will ever be the same. One of the first videos at IGN we ever had to censor.
Yeah, you guys blurred out my package.
They blurred out Juju Bun.
I don't even know if there's a way to find that, but it was
Up at Noon? It was in a cold open for Up at Noon.
Yeah.
God knows which episode to be on.
It was just a lot of Greg.
It was definitely one of those things that you shoot in an office in a that only had conference rooms made of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, can you still do that bit in 2023?
Yeah, I think
the answer is yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Greg twerking. I mean, I saw his giblets. Like there was movement in different spots of that underwear that I was not ready to see. But I accepted it.
I wore those to a night out with a whole bunch of coworkers that we were with, right? And it was one of. Oh, I thought he had
look
it.
How thick that was, dude.
There was it was one of the women's bachelorette parties mm-hmm. that intersect or whatever, and I wore those specifically so I could give them a lap dance, and I did.
Yeah.
In the end, the next morning, Scott Lowe was like, can I post the video? And I was like, how does the package look? And he said, bulbous. And I'm like, go for it.
Bulbous.
Put it out there, Scott.
That is a word. How's the scrote?
How's the scrote
look? How's the package scrote, Scott?
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, of course, you can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/KF podcast to be part of the show. However, if you want the full frontal experience, raw, uncut, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like Drew Tendo did, Anthony did, and Ryan did. They're all watching live as we record it. So if we have to edit something out later, they still see it and they can hold it over our heads for the rest of our lives. Of course, on Patreon, they also get each and every episode ad-free. They can listen to all the other podcasts live and early as we record them. And of course, they get dozens and dozens of exclusive monthly shows, including the daily Greg Wave vlogs, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. However, if you have no bucks to toss away, it's no big deal. youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe. No matter where you get the show, thank you for supporting it. Please like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Leave a review on iTunes. Do the star ratings on Spotify. And have a great time consuming other kind of funny content like Guardians 3 in review. That's right. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is out. We have done our in review. MCU in review has returned. We have ranked it. We have also ranked the one and only Quantumania. It's all there. Rag and bag is happening. We're having a great time. Fast and Furious interview is returning as well. The rewatch is happening. Nick gets his shot at redemption this week. Re-reviewing Fast Five.
Redemption arc.
And then next week, there's a brand new one entering the thing. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Nathan Lamoth, James Hasting, Casey Andrew. Today, we're brought to you by Shady Rays. And let's hear from them right now.
Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Do you want to look as cool as I look? Yes, you do. And you can. You can take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an unbeatable price. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that I've ever worn in my life. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. You can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. Exclusively for you listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. You can go to shadyrays.com and use the code KINDOFFUNNY. You can get 50% off two plus pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Promo code KINDOFFUNNY at shadyrays.com.
All right, so we're back, and you know, just one thing to wrap it all up. I think the most important stuff that has to happen here is that I made a, you know, I'm known for my hard truths on Twitter.
Hard truths.
I say the things that other people are afraid to say, whether it be about PC gaming or whatever. And the other day, who's that? What are you doing? Who's Instagram you looking at there? Who's that? What are you doing?
I was looking at Lucy James' story.
That's not what I saw when you closed it.
No, well, this person on the Instagram is that one guy who is, he follows kind of funny, Che Durena.
Yeah.
So, of course, every video starts off with some thirst trap, and then it's him commenting on the thirst trap.
Oh, well, I'll be fucking in.
That's smart. One I made recently in the past month or two, probably in the past month, was, of course, that wraps are better than sandwiches. Mm. Wraps greater than sandwiches.
Oof.
And I want you to know, I looked at that buffalo chicken wrap, and even though it might have given me the shits, apparently, I still would have been like all in on it.
Yeah.
Because I want you to know, we've been ordering a lot from Original Joe's lately.
Mm-hmm.
And their Caesar salad wrap, chicken Caesar salad, oh my God. I dream about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I dream about it. It's that good of a wrap. And I've had this place, World Wraps, love them too. I just love a good wrap. And at sandwiches, take them or leave them.
Can I tell you why I think that is, Greg?
Yeah.
Because you're bringing up a really interesting point.
I always do.
The sandwich is always amazing until you get to the edge of the sandwich. Then it's a wild card fact.
Sure.
We don't know if the bread's going to be fresh enough for that brown part of it if you're doing just the
sandwich.
To be worthwhile, you might be wasting some bites. Whereas the end of the wrap is always something to look forward to. Something to celebrate.
It's the butt of the burrito where all the good stuff goes.
The butt of the
burrito. This is the thing. Is like, I'll tell you right now.
It's not, though.
One day I'm going to live the dream, guys, and have a breakfast burrito,
yeah,
a wrap, and a burrito in any order. You know what I mean? But 3 square meals all wrapped up the size of a football, and I just eat them, and I'm ready to go. Yeah. I'm doing stuff.
Yep. I think we can make that happen tomorrow.
Well, sure. Yeah. We have to come over and bring me a breakfast.
Kevin gave me a whole diatribe about how he tried to find the world's biggest tortillas so that he could start making his own breakfast burritos.
Sure.
And he found it. Not only that, he found the tortillas.
I did not give you a whole diet. Like, why do you have to butcher my
You cut the flashback, and it's just Nick being like, so how was your weekend? Kev's like, really good. I went to the store and got these really good diatribe.
Greg, I went to Costco, and they were selling 12-inch giant tortillas.
Yeah.
30 of them for $2.70.
Kevin!
But then
You can't not do that.
But then,
deal, right?
But then he goes like this. Then he goes, but then I went to the taco truck next door
from
us.
I had to talk to her because I rolled a burrito. And like, let me tell you, these things are tiny.
And he was like,
they're tiny, Greg.
Commiserating with this woman across the street about how small her tortillas are.
No, that's not the case.
Or how
stop
big
changing
her, how much bigger
things
her tortillas were.
I was like, I'm sick of this. I'm ordering a burrito. So I walked over and I was like, let me get a burrito. And then I was like, ma'am,
this
how
is our
big
taco
are
truck.
You? Yeah.
I love that lady. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Except for the one time she got mad at me for an unknown reason.
She gets mad sometimes. We don't talk about it.
Never been mad at me.
Anywho, I looked at her and I was like, how big are your
tortillas? Right.
And she was like,
oh. Very personal
now,
question.
Now, Andy.
She was like, 18 inches are the small ones.
Gotcha. Fuck,
man, you want a big burrito, it's 25 inches. I was like, whoa.
Now, I love that first off. I like when they slide it out and it's like this big. It's like a pizza pan.
Yeah.
But you can imagine that if her tortillas were smaller than the ones Kevin brought. You know for sure. How much percentage-wise, Andy, do you think Kevin would consider bringing his tortillas to her and being like, I'd like a burrito, but here's a tortilla, and taking a tortilla out of his pocket and giving it to her to wrap the burrito in?
What are the percentages of him doing that?
What do you think? Do you think he'd actually do that percentage-wise?
No.
I mean, I've seen Kevin take sauces to restaurants.
That's different. That's easy.
Kevin has asked them to put the sauces from his pocket onto the thing for him.
No, I've never done
You've
that.
Done it on I your br- own, yeah.
I bring sriracha to one specific restaurant because
And that's fair. That's smart.
The meal is fantastic.
I mean, I bring pickle tongue to the popcorn theater.
Exactly. There's popcorn nothing wrong with
it. One time Poe was dating a girl and we went to Buffalo Wild Wings and she brought her own ranch and I was like, I like this girl. This I respect this.
You know what
I
mean?
You're like, yo, I gotta have my own ranch. I don't like these other people's ranch.
That is a commitment to eating that I just don't think I have. But I do. I would not put it past Kevin to be like, I need you to slide a couple ingredients in on this. Although, actually, I will say this.
Here's
Kevin
onions.
Respects that woman too much and also knows that she's sort of like, if we piss her off, she'll just
on
say
the
no
edge.
To us.
On the
she's on the fucking edge.
Yeah.
Remember that one time? I think it was for the, it wasn't studio launch. But we had like five or six people here. I forget for what.
I remember that.
Maybe
in GDC. It was like when we had Riot here and then we also had somebody else. But
somebody
we
else.
Merged groups and we went over there.
We should have ordered with like a piece of paper. Just
yes.
The paper.
She was not happy with us.
No.
And straight up at one point, I think I asked for something and she just said no.
Yeah.
I was like, can I get this? She's like, no, I'm done. I'm done
get
with
out. Get
I'm
out.
Done with mine.
By for coffee at one of the places around us and like, it was clear that this woman, they were getting ready to close and I walked in like, she's like, yeah, we're just doing coffee. I'm like, perfect, that's all we want. And I tried to, I'm a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a black coffee? Can I have a cold brew? That's all you're ever going to hear me say for something else.
Done.
Drink at a coffee
love
shop.
That. And they love
and,
that.
And then I was like, I'm like, all right. And then we need an iced oat milk latte decaf. And you could just see like
anger.
And I'm like, all right, let's walk it through. We need an iced latte. We need it to be decaf. And we need oat milk in it. And she's like, you want a hot latte? Decaf. I'm like, no, close.
And we Very went back. Close. You're
and
almost fine. There.
And like, I came
you're
back
so
out
close.
And I just told Jen, I'm like, you know what? God be with you on whatever you're going to get out of this. They're trying
you're
to
get oat milk.
And That's then the it. Guy brought it out and he put it down. It was a hot latte. And I was like, now here's the problem. We need this. And she walked away. She's just like, here's the problem. Like, you were outside. All right. You stayed outside with the dog. You don't understand the hoops I went through to try to get you what you want.
There's nothing that makes me happier when I walk into a Starbucks, and I know it's about to close. I'm very sensitive to that because when I used to serve food, people would come in all the time, like 5 minutes before you close. I'm like, come on, bro, what the fuck, you know? Trying to get out of here. To do what? Nothing, literally nothing in my life, but it doesn't matter.
Smoke some grits.
I want to get the fuck out of here, smoke some cigarettes.
Go to a Barnes & Noble.
But I walked into a Starbucks the other day, and she was like, hey, we're closing real quick. And I was like, no problem. And she's like, what are you ordering? And I'm like, iced coffee. She's like, oh, all right, we got that. Because they put it in the pitcher. And I felt so proud of myself because I didn't have to put it out at all. It was great.
You're like, can I also get a bacon Gouda? Not
can you also
can I get the double toasted egg bites the way I like?
Oh, I love those things.
I know you do, buddy.
G pisses me off because we got it down pretty easy. And like I'm similar to you. I have the easiest drink, iced coffee. You can't fuck that up, but somehow you can.
No sweetener. I always drive that
damn
shit
sweetener.
Home.
Anyways, we have our default orders on Starbucks. That's super easy. Boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
With G, I have two questions. Or one question with two possible answers. Do you want your hot drink or your cold drink? She has a go-to for each one. I have presets. Mm-hmm. I'm set. For some reason. She always gets the tall. She gets the smallest one. I get the biggest thing because I'm a monster.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Like caffeine?
For some reason, they mess that up all the time and charge me for the tall that I ordered but give her the bigger one. And then she gets mad at me for this.
Mm.
And she's like, why'd you give me this? I'm like, I didn't. It was an accident. It wasn't me. Look what I did. They gave it to you. And she's just like, now I need to drink it. I'm like, you don't. You literally don't. Like, this is on you to control. Drink the tall amount. You don't need to drink the whole thing. And then she's like, I know, whatever. She ends up drinking the whole thing. And then she's just out of her mind wired,
dude.
She goes wild. And it's just, you let this happen to me. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. I just got you the drink that you wanted, and they made a mistake. And then you drank too much.
I can't not do it, dude. Same thing happens with D. She likes to get a tall drink, and occasionally I get her a grande, and she's like, I'll drink it. And she's bouncing off the fucking walls.
Yeah.
Because she does not drink caffeine.
I mean, you got to take the drink away and just pour half of it out. Just toss it on the ground.
Impossible, though. You don't want to waste.
Doesn't sound like
something. It's the same thing I do when I get a burrito. Not every burrito, but lots of burritos where I'm like, I don't want to eat this entire burrito. This will be too much food. Yeah. And
then you eat the whole
thing. I bought a bag of hot Fritos at the corner store, and I knew I shouldn't have because it's a very big bag of Flamin' Hot Fritos. Very big one.
Huge bag.
Not like the big family pack, but like larger than the one you should be getting because that's all they had. And I knew I shouldn't have because this was after a day of like going to the gym and going for a long ass walk. And, you know, I was like feeling really good about myself. I was been eating a lot of salads and stuff. And I have this big ass thing of Flamin' Hot Fritos. And then a thought pops into my head of like, if somebody came and mugged me, I wouldn't feel bad.
Well, they took it away from
me. If they just took it away from me. Wouldn't feel bad.
Mm.
I'd get home and be like, you know what?
God intervened.
I just God didn't intervene.
That's how I feel about a lot of the decisions.
But it's just it's something I can't turn off. It's I've tweeted about it before. Sometimes when I feel extremely proud of myself, like I went to CVS yesterday, I didn't leave with a bag of Flamin' Hot Fries.
That's
big
I get
deal
it.
For me. Dude, I can't
I
do
get it.
I have to get them.
I got a burrito the other day, and I didn't even want a burrito. I wasn't even that hungry. It's just it got in my brain. I had to have a burrito. And as I was walking home with like a, I also poured chips on top of it because I had one of those serve yourself chip stations that said one bag per customer. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, they didn't specify the bag, and they gave me the bag. So I poured a bunch in there. And so I was walking home. I was like, I don't want this burrito. And I saw a trash can, and I thought, just have the fucking willpower to throw the burrito out.
God,
just
yeah.
throw it out.
Yeah.
Or give it to someone. I mean, we live in San Francisco. I'm sure someone would like this burrito. And I looked at it, and I said, I could throw this out if I wanted to. And then I took that fucking thing home and just ate the shit out of it.
I mean, I can't do it.
Like, I had no willpower.
Nick gives me a lot of shit because of my coffee orders. Understandably, I know I'm very picky with my coffee order.
Wait, and I then don't give I you shit for your coffee order. I give you shit because you don't have a coffee order.
No. It's very customized and stuff. And everybody's like, Andy's a diva. It's like, well, you know.
What do you order?
I mean, you're no Blessing, but
yeah, I was gonna say Blessing's literally like, get me the most decadent thing on that's it.
That is
order.
His order. He sends a Starbucks is dude.
Like, what the hell kind of fucking response?
Well, that's why, like, I'd rather just take the phone app from you because then I can just customize the shit out of
smart.
It. Because I have to do almond milk.
Smart.
I can't do normal milk. I do almond milk. Like, if you're gonna give me options, I'm gonna customize the shit out of it. All right.
Sure.
So I do almond milk. Okay. I do no sweetener, of course, because it's so fucking gross. Sweetener in coffee is like when you're drinking a mixed drink that has like, oh, there's some vodka in here. Like, it's just that extra taste. You're like, oh, this would be more pleasant if it didn't have this other taste. Because I just don't like the taste of alcohol. Sweetener is always like that little hint there, like creeping. Like, you get that aftertaste. It's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, so no sweetener. I do. Let me bust out the app. I'll look at it right now. It's very, very custom. Like, it's like, you know, I need all my bells and whistles. I love a lot of cinnamon on it. I love the white chocolate sauce, whatever that is. Like, when they say sauce, what does that mean?
Drizzle? Like the drizzle?
No, not the drizzle. The drizzle is a different thing.
I don't know.
Because they have like a sauce option. Sometimes it's like a toffee nut sauce or like a fucking something sauce.
The other day we were going to the grocery store. We stopped at the Starbucks first before we went in there, right? And get a little treat to walk around buying stuff.
Love that Target.
And I'm like, iced coffee. And then Jen looks at the board and like, whatever, the new, not pumpkin spice cold brew, whatever that kind of thing is now at times, whatever. I don't know. She orders one of those kind of drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get them and I bring them out to her and I hand her a cup. She goes, there's no ice in this. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. You know, I was there when you ordered it. You just order what it was. That's what it was. And I met her in the store and then she drank it. She's like, do you mind going back and telling them to put ice in this? Because this is supposed to be a nice drink. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem, whatever. So I walk back in there. I'm like, hey, you guys, can we get ice in this? And the guy's like, oh, you want ice in it? Like, as if, like, I looked at the picture. The picture had ice in it. You know what I mean?
Starbucks?
Like, yeah.
They always put ice in things.
Yeah. But he played it off that, like, oh, we didn't make a mistake. That's how we do it here.
He's talking about the thing.
One of the shaken drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got a shaken drink. That's where they shake it with ice and then they pour it out. It's like a martini.
Oh.
Kevin gets them all.
Well, I don't know if that's what it was. The photo had ice. Yeah. The photo had ice.
I mean, everything should have ice. Yeah. Okay. I agree with you.
Okay.
The story I was bringing up was, anyway, to get back to it, was that when Nick orders a burger and says no buns, I'm like, why don't you just throw the buns away? He's like, because I can't. Because I'll eat them.
Well, it's also wasteful. I feel bad about that all the time, where it's like, I've stopped, you know, I don't like the raw onion. Period.
Yeah,
it's
so, but like when I get a burger or something somewhere and it's on there, like I stop saying no onion because they never like not like a In-N-Out or McDonald's, like a restaurant. They don't fucking listen.
They never listen.
So they get there and I toss off all the shit I don't want. And Jen's like, oh my god, I'm like, I don't want this. You know what I mean? This is not what it's. You know what I mean?
White chocolate mocha sauce, cinnamon powder, oat milk, 2 shots of espresso, steamed hot, no milk foam. Get the foam out of my face.
Get the foam out of here.
It's just a texture I don't want. It's just
you
like
know what
filler.
You know what though? They can't no foam it. Danielle gets her drinks no foam, and 9 out of 10 times opens it up just a ton of foam.
Like if I could go to Frito-Lay and say, hey, no air in the bag, I'd love that.
Can I tell you something that first off,
you can't tell me.
I've said this before, but the Starbucks people at my local Starbucks are incredible. I love them all. They're my heroes.
They
have started doing a new thing that I call above and beyond the fucking Call of Duty, where if they have extra of the drink. They pour it in a little puppuccino cup for D, and they slide it over there like it's a little extra bit of the cocktail. I was like, God like damn, you're getting tipped today, bro. You are getting fucking tipped.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's nice.
Shout out to the puppuccinos.
I love puppuccinos.
Dude, talk about some of my favorite videos on TikTok.
Oh, the puppuccino videos?
Are just little dogs are getting sad. Idiots. It's always that one sound when you hear that lady being like, I'm sorry, they're out of pup cups. I'm so sorry. And it's always like different dogs just looking in their car, like looking all bummed out. There's no puppuccinos. It's so fucking good. The concept of a puppuccino is just the fucking cutest thing.
I love it. I love it.
You see this tweet I put out the other day? I was in there doing the dishes. Jen's in the living room. She had already put Ben down. Cole comes in, sits down next to her, and I get a panicked. Greg, the dog's whining. Cole's whining. And I drop everything. I run over there, right? And I immediately, you know, he's a wiener dog, and I have experience in this realm. Mm-hmm. I'm immediately doing the spine examination, going down to see if he's going to yelp when I get to one of his very specific vertebrae. Mm-hmm. And finally, Jen goes, wait, what's in his mouth? And like I'm like, ah. And I open up his mouth, and two noodles fall out. Like, this dog is so good that he got table food off the ground that Ben had dropped and then was so guilty about it, he came next to Jen and confessed. But he couldn't like give it up. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, but I'm here. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God. I was at Punchline last night, and for unprovoked, I think someone had said something about having a cat on stage. And my buddy Kyle leaned over to me. He's like, my cat shit a necklace out last night.
No.
He was like, he swallowed my wife's necklace.
Oh.
And then we were like, great, we're gonna have to take this fucking cat to the vet and like open it up or whatever. And evidently the vet was like, nope, it'll come out. And he's like, it was the weirdest thing. It was just like right out of the bone.
Oh.
Right out of the douche.
Ah. Toretto ate half of Gia's Fitbit watch.
No!
It was a long time ago, but yeah, that took a while to come out.
I'm so glad Lulu doesn't eat shit. I'm so glad Lulu is not like a... I think about other people's households where they have, you know, I mean, it's basically just TikTok. It's people walking in and saying like, what the fuck? Why is the couch like that? I'm so glad we don't have a dog like that. Like, or Alyssa and Barrett don't have a dog like that. I'm the uncle. I'm the cool uncle.
Yeah.
But like, I'm glad that I don't have to close my restroom door because I'm not going to walk in and see toilet paper all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a nice thing to have a dog that's like kind of very chill in those situations, except when she runs out on me.
Yeah,
that's
do it.
That's my worst nightmare. Someone else's dog running out under my watch, and then I'm like, now I have to deal with
it. My problem now.
It was fucking terrible.
Y'all made bad choices, bringing life into your life.
Forget about
it. Now it's my fault.
Yeah, now I got to go chase after it, or else a fucking Uber or one of those worse AI cars kills it. I got no one to blame.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely the most scared I've been in a while. Like,
how far did it get?
Because Lulu's fast.
Yeah, Lulu's
a
very young, fast dog. Yeah,
Lulu's gonna outrun you for a solid five.
She crossed the street and like just kind of ran around like the neighbors, but like it was like the crossing of the street that I was worried she was.
You weren't walking her, right? It was just like the door was open and she got out, or what? I never heard the story.
Yeah, she just sped the fuck out, out of nowhere.
Gust of wind blows the door
out of nowhere. Lulu knows that like what I'm about. She knows she barely sees me. Sometimes she's happy to see me. Sometimes she's not. That's fine. It's kind of like me. Like, sometimes I'm happy to see people. Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was working home one day on design stuff. And she, like, walked in my room, which is, like, the craziest thing. It's always, like, a big ass to, like, Alyssa will be like, go see him. And she'll, like, stand at the doorway and get kind of scared. And she'll kind of, like, peer in, you know. And she'll, like, turn around. She's like, go in there. Come on, you know. So it's always like, what the fuck? She's in. Whoa, she's walking around in here. What is she? And then she laid on the carpet next to me as I was, like, standing up in the work. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so in love with this. Like, this is what I've wanted. I've wanted this affection and love from you this whole time. And now I have a dog, like, laying on the ground near to my feet. This is amazing, you know. And then the subsequent day, I woke up. And I open the door to go to the restroom, and she's right there, tail wagging. I'm like, oh, my God, this is fucking insane. This is amazing. Like, out of nowhere, she's just, like, doing this shit.
Yeah.
When, for the past, I mean, since, you know, we came back to the studio, I wake up, and Barrett's already on his way because he leaves earlier than I do. And I wake up, and she's just in that room depressed as fuck. Like, just, like,
Murray, kill me.
Super sad that all of her family is gone. And then I see her, and it's like, sometimes she'll let me pet her. Sometimes it's like, get the fuck away from me, dude. I'm not feeling this right now. But the past, like, several days, every day I wake up, she's super stoked. And then for whatever reason, that first day that she saw me and was very excited, something that never happens is me taking her out for walks. She thought that's what I was going to do. I didn't know that's what she was thinking. So I'm like, all
You're
right.
You're in a new relationship, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, like this is a brand new friendship, brand new, like, you know, dynamic that we have. I was like, okay, I love you. I'll see you later. I open the door and she just runs the fuck out, runs downstairs and, oh, it's your birthday stream. It's the birthday stream and I have extra clothes with me in my hands
and
extra shoes in case I get dirty with water balloons and or cream. I get cream pied, you know, by you. Yeah. And I have my backpack on and all these clothes and shoes in my hand. And she runs down the stairs, out into the sidewalk, out across the street. And I'm just like fucking like panicking with all this shit in my hands. And it's the most scared I have been in a long time. Of just like, because there's other people around. And it's not like it's a dead street. There's people, there's always cars crossing. And I'm just like, Lulu, get the Lulu, Lulu. Like trying to like, oh my God, I'm so panicked. My heart is fucking racing, dude. And she just ends. I'm so scared that if I go chase her, she's gonna keep on running.
Yeah.
So I kind of like just stop and I start walking towards her. And the neighbor's like kind of like smiling at me. And she's like right in front of her door. And I drop my clothes and I pick her up. And I walk up the stairs with her. And I put her down. And I'm like just fucking scared. But you have that immediate thought. Like when you have a near death experience,
you value life more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have your mind races.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like if you think you're about to crash, you go, "Oh fuck, if I don't die in this car crash, I'm going to have to deal with getting my information." Like all these thoughts go race through your head. And immediately as I'm going down the stairs, I'm like, "I'm going to have to tell Alyssa and Bear that their dog fucking got hit by a car and they're dead now. Like Lulu is dead cuz she fucking got hit by a car and it's my fault." And I'm all those thoughts are just racing through my head and I put her down and I was like, "The fuck is fucking, why would you do that?" Like, and I close the door and I locked it and I get in my car and like start my car.
She's in the shotgun seat somehow.
Well, first I had to get my clothes, which were across the street because I had to drop them to pick her up. Yeah. So then I get in my car and I start my car and like.
Two elderly families already picking up clothes.
And I'm still like my heart's like still racing. I'm like shaking and I'm like, she can't leave the house, right? Like surely she's still locked in there. There's no way she can learn how to unlock the doorway.
It's Jurassic Park where the was going up and down.
Exactly. So like it's been on my mind ever since. And every morning since then, except the past couple of days, I've had to disappoint her and be like, "Get the fuck back. Get back. What are you doing? Why are you thinking that you're leaving? Get back." And I do that and it's like it's the classic tail between the legs, walk by real sad incredible and depressed. It's back into depression mode for her. But I'm so happy to put her back into that depression because I don't want her to ever do that to me again.
Like, I'm never going to try to be your friend again.
And every morning she's still happy. Okay. She's still very, very, this morning she was very, very happy to see me.
You brought up a mugging earlier.
For his Frito-Lay's hot Fritos.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. Before the mugging, also, Bear and I were driving home the other day. Oh, my God. It was like traffic's crazy on the left side of the lane. And we were like, why is traffic so backed up? And as we're kind of like, I'm like, all right, let's get to the far right lane and just drive past it. And I see a lady holding a fucking like stick and another lady with her phone being like, "No, you bet." Like that. That's got to be out on TikTok somewhere. Somebody had to have recorded that and put it out there because I see a lot of videos like this.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet. I've yet to see it. So I'm.
You ever see the mime when you drive home?
The mime?
Barrett finally saw it when I gave him a ride home the other day or whatever. This dude who gets into the crosswalk and does mime shit. And he's dressed as a mime or whatever.
Oh, no.
He goes back over. And then, we'll get back in 1 second. This is not at all related. It's related to crazy shit you see on the road.
I think of Jack Black, I'm a mime.
Well, there's one section on the ride home that Jen and I have now seen three different road rage incidents at. Of people like getting out of the car to yell. And it's like, I was like, it's like the mood slime from Ghostbusters 2. It's only bad here. Like people get fucking fired up.
Oh, really?
But there was another one where I had seen, I was driving home on the highway and I like this traffic's getting slowed down by this one exit. And I saw this guy cross the on ramp to the highway and I was like, that's interesting. And he had a cinder block. And the car in front of me, he just throws this cinder block into random traffic and hit their car door. And they were an SUV, so it was way higher. And it just fell to the side. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And like, drove, and the guy was clearly like out of his mind. So,
it wasn't, they weren't like,
no. But it was the thing of like, I'm a Mini Cooper. If I was one car length ahead, that guy would, that would have come through my fucking window. Like,
and that destroys your whole vehicle, that little cinder block.
Dang. I had a weird Uber experience a couple days ago where I was actually going like pretty far, and I get into the car, and I don't usually put in earphones when I'm in Ubers just because like there's like just like a thing about it. I don't know. But this time I was like, you know what?
So sometimes ladies try to talk to you and you have to be the one to talk to them because I'm not going to talk to them.
Exactly.
We were in LA and like this lady asks a question. Tim is like, I guess I'll reciprocate by asking you like how your day was.
Yeah.
And then Tim was like, I look at Andy, and you gave me nothing, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll let you talk to her. Go ahead.
But I was like, you know what? I want to listen to some stuff. So I was psyching myself up for this. And I was in the shower and I was like, when I get in the car, I'm going to sit there, feel the situation out. And after the first couple seconds of realizing, do I have a talker? Do I not have a talker? I'm going to be like, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to put in, let me know if you need something, I'm going to put earphones in. So that was my plan. I was really excited about it. Of course, this is the day. This dude immediately starts talking, won't stop talking. I don't even have a moment to bring anything up. And I was like, with this guy, I want to hear what the hell is going on. I need all of my understandings of my environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because within 5 seconds of us driving off, the map, Siri, whatever, I don't know, some AI voice says, turn left on whatever. And he goes, whoa, what? Oh, man, I swear she's never talked to me before. What? Whoa. Why is she doing that? And I was just like, I kind of laughing. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. He's like, no, man, I've been driving this car for months. Never did that. Never did that before. Man, it might be. I think it's you. I think it's you. It's, damn, the, luck, it's the luck of you, man.
You.
And I was just like, yeah, like, whatever. And I was like, God, fuck. Of course, this is the Uber driver I get.
24 right? minutes left in the ride.
We drive like 4 more blocks. And he's just sitting there, and he just starts laughing. He goes, yeah, man. So, you know, my wife's a feminist, so I really like to fuck with her and make a lot of inappropriate jokes. So what I should have said was, shut up, bitch.
Damn.
And I was just like,
yeah, here's my stop. I got to go.
Oh, man, I'm really, this is just weird. Like,
yeah.
What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
Like, everything you just told me, I don't like. Like, everything about it.
Did you think this was going to get you a better tip?
Dude, it was truly just really bizarre in every single way. And I was like, oh, here we freaking go. So, anyway, I'm going to skip everything else that happened because it doesn't matter. We're about to get dropped off. This has now been like a 30-minute drive. And we're, like, pulling off of a freeway. And his phone, like, explodes with a sound I've never heard before. Like, I'm like, what is this? So I look at it. 911 is calling him.
Mm-hmm.
You're report a murder. You're
and I was like,
you didn't know?
What the hell is this? Like, I didn't know this thing. He starts freaking out. What's his first thing he does? 911's calling him.
But it was the phone out the window.
He turns back at me. Like, what'd you do?
What? You're like, bro, what? Why do you think I have control of your fucking phone?
I didn't call 911. And I was like, I think they're calling you. Yeah. And he goes, what, really? He's like, and I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, can I pull over? I was like, yeah.
Answer
like,
the fucking phone.
So he pulls over and like, yeah, it's like the there was a mugging that happened and they thought that he had information.
What?
And I was like, I just hear he was on speaker. It was like a really, really, really weird situation. Thankfully, I was like, I'm just gonna leave here.
And
I walked away. And I was like, leaving. He was like, Tim, I'm gonna give you a one. This is your fault. I'm gonna give you a one. And I'm like, this is the weirdest Uber ride I've ever had.
It seems like a hidden camera.
Like,
show,
you know? Honestly, I was like,
should I have laughed at the shut up bitch joke? Like what
dude, it was exactly. It was really weird. Anyway, didn't like any single thing about that. Like
anything?
Well,
about
the 911 thing could have been something that happened to me the other day where I try to be as quiet as I can when I go to the kitchen because I don't want Lulu to start barking and thinking that I'm just some random stranger in the house, you know? Thief, yeah. And I was listening to my podcast on my Bluetooth headphone. Or, no, you know what? I had just the podcast playing on my phone through the speaker, kind of a low volume. And it's in my pocket, so I can't see my phone. But I have, like, a Coke in my hand and I have something else. And I'm reaching down trying to adjust it. Whatever buttons I hit end up being the emergency whatever thing to do when you're in panic mode. And suddenly my phone starts like loud alarm. And I've never heard this in my life before.
It's like a nuclear countdown.
And I have all this shit in my hands. Like, what is going on? And I bust out my phone. And it's like calling 911 in 5, 4. I was like, no. Like, oh my God, dude. I didn't even know my phone did that shit.
Meanwhile, you look over and Lulu's got your phone. Like, fuck you, Andy. Let me go. Let me go, Andy.
We were on a hike once, yeah, and we had put my phone in the bag or whatever. And it was that thing. You hear the countdown, and like, that's what weird noise. And it's like, we're in the middle of nowhere. Where is that coming from? And then it was like, hello. And I was like, what? And it was like, oh shit. And I was like, yeah, like, what's going on? I'm like, nah, there's in a hiking bag. Oh, it happens all the time. All right.
You should be like this. Nah, I was like, shut up. No, we're fine.
Shut the fuck up.
We need a lot of pepperoni pizza.
Wait, aren't they doing like different buttons now on the iPhones? Isn't that a new thing they're going to do? Like, they're going to take away the actual buttons here and do like, capacitive?
Haptic
button? Yeah, buttons for those now?
Maybe, yeah.
Isn't that supposed to help it? I don't know.
So, no physical buttons.
Yeah, I read that. I was like, because I'm looking at getting a new iPhone. Someone was like, "Oh, wait till the 16," because the 15 apparently is like they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't figure out that the technology. They call them not alpha buttons or something like that. It's some ghost button or some shit like that. I can't remember what the hell it's called. But I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a better idea."
It's some fucking term that they came up with, and no, acting it's, like it's the
chat will help me out. But it's like
a technology.
Yeah, Jacek in the chat says copying Android. Yeah, what are they called though, Jacek? Let me know. But yeah, that sounds like probably a smarter idea because inevitably. Oh, the other day when we were doing that. The morning show bit. Remember, I put my phone in Mike's fucking broke ass phone holder, and it clipped it just right. And I was like, looked up. It's like 5, 4. Get it out of the thing. Like,
that's fucking terrible.
911. What's your emergency? We're trying to find the best nuggets.
No, it would have been more embarrassing than that. It was we're trying to find the best car smell for my friend's like 30-year-old 4Runner.
That'll do it.
That's a tough one.
That smell is still deep in my nasal cavities.
That's because it's probably still on you. Mike still has like 4 of them in his car.
It was so strong.
You know he drives with his windows open now?
Really? Because of that?
You go out and look at his car. It's parked outside with the windows just cracked.
It really penetrated the senses.
It sure did.
It hurt. Like, I had a really bad headache that whole day.
Yeah. And you want to talk about dietary distress. Rate nuggets all day. Go around to every fast food restaurant, eat their nuggets, all that grease together combined.
Ooh.
I'm going to talk about clogging up your fucking tubes there. Ooh. Clogging up your pipes with saturated fat.
Yeah, I had compared it to back in, like, the college days when you would play, like, a drinking game where you would pour your drink into like a collective drink if
you fucked up.
And then if you fucked up, you'd have to drink the amalgamation
the of whatever the fuck it was.
Four different like beverages. And that's what the nugget thing kind of reminded me of.
Like all the sauces.
Just a recipe.
I tell you what you shouldn't ever have is honey mustard sauce, ranch, and then whatever that Chick-fil-A sauce is together. Because we have, what do they call the Chick-fil-A? Like,
oh, yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce, yeah.
But it had like a lot of mustard in it.
I went to Shake Shack, and they have a funny name for their shake sauce. You remember what it is?
No, I don't go to Shake Shack.
Like garbage sauce or something like that? I don't know. Fuck, it's good, though.
Trash.
I've been eating a lot of Shake Shack lately, and I'm proud of myself for it. I like Shake Shack. I'm not going
to
lie.
That's the one that I was talking to Tim about that I've never had. I've never had Shake Shack.
It's. I'll drive you up. I don't think there's... Well, there's one in the city. There's one over at the Metreon.
There's one in Stonestown.
Yeah, we should go.
There's not one at Metreon.
There's one...
That's Super Duper Burger.
No, there is a Shake Shack at the bottom of the Westfield Mall.
There we go. The mystery of the Uber between me and Andy that no one else cares about has been solved.
Jesus Christ.
That was a big mystery.
Why is this the Uber episode?
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. But there is, because I went there one time with my friend Janesh, and he was like, do you want to try these? Oh, my God. We fucked up. Should have tried their chicken nuggets.
I really hope that you're going to be that you left Janesh somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
We fucked up 3 weeks ago.
He's just sitting at this Shake Shack right now in the mall waiting for you.
No, they aped the Chick-fil-A nuggets. They taste almost identical. It'd be interesting to do back-to-back with those bad boys.
There you go.
You know what's funny? Andy looks at me like I'm saying something fucking crazy.
No.
Fucking crazy. If we were at our desk, he'd be like, good, that's a good episode of KFAF right there.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal idea.
Oh. Phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That makes me
I was just thinking about next week's episode. The Kind of Funny Podcast.
What do you want to do next week?
I was telling Tim, well, a couple different ideas, but the one that I'll throw out right now is similar to the drafts that we've been doing on the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
For us four to, I think the better, more like thing that would lead to more arguments is like drafting your lineup of like the best MCU movies. Snake draft. You go twice in a row.
Yeah.
At the end of the round, it's like, wow, well, you already took Endgame, but guess what? I go twice in a row, and I'm taking...
Ragnarok.
Quantumania.
Winter Soldier.
I'm so sorry. I tweeted that. I just tweeted out an apology.
For what?
You'll have to watch the end of the in review for last week.
I was on it.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
No.
Either.
No.
I hate it here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/kindoffunny or in review.
Go check it out.
I felt really bad about it. So I issued out an apology on Twitter, and I hope people understand the state of distress that I was in while we were ranking.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table. Each coming to talk to each other about whatever we want to talk about. Oh. If you want to talk with us, you can go to kindoffunny.com/KF podcast right in for free. Of course, you should go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get each and every episode early. How early you could be watching live as we record them. You could get the show ad free and you could get tons and tons of bonus episodes each and every month. But of course, you want it for free. No big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe each and every week for a brand spanking new episode. This has been another episode in the books. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
What's the thumbnail?
Listen, we're not off yet. You know.